Harper Teen and Harper Audio present Darker by Four by June C. L. Tan, performed by Emily Wu Zeller. Content note. Please note that while this work of fantasy draws inspiration from a real-life cultural park, Hopar Villa, and the author's experiences with folk religion as a member of the Chinese diaspora community in Southeast Asia, this book should not be taken as an authoritative or singular source on any religion or culture. Nor should it be used as an educational reference for the mythology of gods and the underworld, the metaphysics of yin and yang, and qi, historical or modern Taoist and Buddhist practices, or Chinese spirituality in general. Hell and the underworld are used interchangeably in this book, as equivalents of diyu, earth prison, which is the traditional name for the realm of the dead in Chinese mythology and folk religion. Please also be aware that this book contains themes and/or mentions of death, parental death, flashbacks, child abuse, inferences, panic attacks and anxiety, including one episode that is briefly described, alcohol consumption and alcoholism, and fantasy violence. To all the readers who supported Jade Fire Gold, you made this book possible. Love is simply the name for the desire and pursuit of the whole. Plato, Symposium. 5-4. The boy stands alone on the roof of the tallest skyscraper in the city, a thin slice of darkness against the glowing lights. He could be 18, 28, or anywhere in between. He turns up the collar of his wool coat, creating a stiff funnel around his pale neck, hiding the delicate silk choker he wears. Fastened by a discreet silver clasp, it's a black gash across his snow-white throat, like an irrevocable scar. Bright and bloody, his pocket square peeks out from under his coat, a splash of blood on his inky suit. All this expensive fabric molds to his form like a second skin, yet it is hardly adequate protection against the cold. Fortunately, temperature has little effect on this boy. He merely likes to look sharp. And considering his profession, it is only respectful. Raking a hand through silvery white hair, he stares into the distance, sadness softening his blade-sharp features. This isn't the first time he has haunted this roof. He likes it up here. The solitude reminds him of another place he haunts in his own world. Everything here is more alive, though. From his vantage point, he sees the regular blinking of red and green and headlights snaking along roads stretching far into the distance. Electronic beats vibrate from well-lit stores, discordant against the honks of impatient drivers battling wayward pedestrians. The boy squints at the neon words shrieking the latest financial and political news underneath digital billboards on towering buildings, then lowers his gaze to the streets. Humans, scurrying like ants. The city is a jarring melody of chaos, but he hears the song of its soul. The yearning inside him grows. He does not belong here. He never did. And maybe he never will. But perhaps the threads of fate are weaving a new tapestry tonight. The boy waits, breathing in the familiar scent of the city, the mellow warmth of life filling his lungs. But as always, camouflaged in shades of charcoal and smoke, the taint of death lurks in a way that only he can understand. He waits, and waits a little more. Waits until the city softens, slows, slumbers, until it dreams. He tilts his head as if a distant voice were whispering to him through the wind, his eyes shifting to his watch. It's an ancient-looking timepiece with a pitch-black face and gold gears. He closes his eyes and takes a breath. A moment later, the minute repeater...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?